when I wake up in the morning.
Do it!
Nikki and Zamello for your drive-in.
97.3.
Let's go!
Coast FM.
Now, over the long weekend, congrats to, rocking our Rams, who came through Peel footy grand final on the weekend. On Sunday, Rockingham, it was very close. They defeated South Mandarin 9-12-66 to 9-8-62.
Wow.
Yeah. So there we go. Local premiers. Baldivis defeated Rockingham in the Colts, and Rockingham also had a win Baldivis defeated Rockingham in the reserves. And then, yes, Rockingham had a win in the Colts as well. So there you go.
Nice. Nice job.
Now, are you on Insta? Do you have a million followers yet?
No. God, no.
I ask because David Attenborough picked up more than 2.5 million in less than 24 hours. He's now five posts in and has 4.6 million followers.
Yeah.
He set a record for the fastest to a million in 4 hours and 44 minutes.
I think Jen Aniston was the previous.
She got a million in 5 hours and 16 minutes. Yeah. There you go. I don't know how often he's going to be releasing stuff.
And let's be honest, it's not him doing it.
It's not him, exactly right. It even says it's like the team behind it. So there you go. So the secret to having Instagram success is to have success
elsewhere. Is to be David Attenborough.
Yeah, that's right.
That's the only way.
If you want success on social media, have success in the real world. Largely.
I think a few people would argue with that.
Well, there are some that have started.
There'd be a few million people that would argue with that.
Absolutely. But look, a pretty certain way of having success in social media is to have an outside life.
Is to be famous.
That's right. Be already famous. It's like they say, a great way to make a small fortune on the stock exchange is to start with an enormous fortune. Yeah.
Easy.
Nikki and Zamello's three things you need to know.
So today, first off, is World Heart Day. And it's an excellent reminder to look after your heart.
Mm.
You know, eat properly, exercise, do all the things they tell you to do for lots of good things.
Mm.
But yeah, it's especially useful for your heart.
It's very important. I heard a lot of people haven't been going to the doctor as well, obviously, because of this year.
Yeah.
So definitely go if you need to.
Get the checks, get the regular updates, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Is that what it's called? Get your regular, don't skip out on the updates.
Sure.
Is that, you know?
I don't know.
It's like that's what you do at Facebook and stuff. You got to make sure, you got to update your phone. You got to update your body, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Get the downloads. Yeah, you know what I mean. I human really well,
I really
actually.
Don't, but anyway.
It's National Police Remembrance Day. That's an important thing.
Yeah.
Where we pause to remember fallen officers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think any. Well, there are some that suggest, you know, otherwise. But, look, I think most people would appreciate the work that the police do.
Yeah.
And today especially. Mm-hmm. And September 29 is National Coffee Day, folks.
Woohoo!
So, yes, celebrate with a cup of joe today. Remember, coffee helps us stay alive. It does. It keeps the murder rate down.
Yeah,
it does. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
It's very practical reasons why people drink coffee.
Mm.
I'm going to go make one.
You definitely please.
Three men have been accused of creating a man cave underneath New York's Grand Central Station.
A man cave?
A man cave. The three railroad workers found the storage room under track 114 and filled it with a TV, a fridge, a microwave and a futon sofa.
Oh, my God.
This is what guys do when they see an empty room. They go, what can we put in here? A telly?
Man cave. Done.
Totally. Apparently someone dobbed them in because they were using the secret break room to hang out and get drunk when they were supposed to be working. So, you know, probably fair. Although they've been suspended without pay, there is now a GoFundMe page to help pay them while they're suspended.
Go away.
Although, to be fair, they didn't set it up. Someone else has set it up.
I know, but they need to stop it.
And they've raised so far $20.
Good.
Out of the $9,000 that was their target. Anyway, in unrelated news, it's reported authorities have discovered the real-life hideout of the Ninja Turtles.
Good news for all the chunky monkeys out there.
Okay. Well, I'm listening since you're pointing it at me.
Chunky thighs and wide hips have been linked to longer life expectancies.
So finally, my childbearing hips will pay off. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. every 4-inch increase in hip circumference is associated with a 10% lower risk of mortality from any cause.
Right.
I feel like any cause, what, like murder? Like,
yeah, right.
Just anything. Also, every 2 inches of extra thigh circumference corresponds to an 18% lower risk of mortality. So you're better off having big thighs than a big waist.
Yeah. There is hips. Suggestion there that you've definitely come out better than somebody that has a bit more in the belly section.
Mm.
I don't know how you can try and target the way that you gather it.
I feel like alcohol goes to your gut.
Yeah,
so
possibly.
Perhaps eating and not drinking.
Look, it's a lovely theory. I'm not sure that there's any truth in that, so don't quote Nikki on that one. And of course,
but junk in the trunk isn't a bad thing. That's all we're saying.
97.3 Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
And with today's entertainment news that smells faintly of violets, Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. It's the Hollywood baby boom.
Is it?
There is so much baby news this morning, here we go. Okay. Joaquin Phoenix and fiancé Rooney Mara have reportedly welcomed their first child. A Russian filmmaker who Joaquin is working with at the moment says they have welcomed, I know, a random way to announce it.
You're saying they'd welcomed a Russian filmmaker
yes.
as their child. Wow.
He says, the Russian filmmaker says, they have a beautiful son called River, which of course is the name of Joaquin's late brother,
right.
River Phoenix, who died of a drug overdose at the age of 23 back in 1993. Game of Thrones stars Kit Harington and Rose Leslie have welcomed their first baby. They have their first baby on the way. Rose showed off her baby bump for a British magazine this week.
Right.
JT and Jessica Biel have reportedly welcomed their second child in secret.
Ooh.
JT's ex NSYNC bandmate Lance Bass has confirmed the news over the weekend. And this isn't Hollywood, but Princess Eugenie and her husband Jack Brooksbank are expecting their first child together in early 2021. So there you go. And speaking of babies,
that's what happens after lockdown.
See? I know, right? Speaking of babies, Zayn Malik, he welcomed his first child into the world with Gigi Hadid last week, and he's now released a song. He's a busy, busy man.
Wow.
This one is called Better.
Power to find, give it a try. Oh, I say goodbye while I try.
Smooth.
It's
nice.
Very smooth. It's his first new music release since 2017. Sacha Baron Cohen's Borat sequel has an official title.
Oh.
Are you ready for it?
Okay.
You have to get this right.
Yep.
It's Borat, Gift of Pornographic Monkey to Vice Premier Michael Pence to make benefit recently diminished nation of Kazakhstan.
Excellent.
Yeah. While there's no release date, trailer or other official info yet, Borat 2 rumors say it could arrive any day now. So we might have the movie in a couple of days. Who knows?
Might just pop up on Netflix.
Yeah, crazy. And Vin Diesel thinks he's a pop star now.
Oh, yeah.
And he's released his debut single with Kygo.
Really?
It's called Feel Like I Do. Yeah, look.
It sounds a bit Bad Liar to me.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's an insult to Imagine Dragons, but anyway.
Anyway, yes. There we go. That'll be racing up the charts.
Oh, I'm sure it will.
No doubt.
Nikki and Zamello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.